Bob Heil and Ham Nation at Hamvention? Of course. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Mid-South studio of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. Do you watch Ham Nation? Have you ever even heard of Ham Nation? With some answers as to who and what Ham Nation is, here's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame audio guru Bob Heil, K9EID.
I'll give you a little bit of history, trying to make this brief, and a lot of you might have heard it already, but this all started back in 2010 when Leo Laporte asked me to do a ham radio show on his Twit network. And I said, oh, I don't know that I can do this. I did 25 years at KMOX, but that was a little different deal. I was high-tech Heil there. How many ever remember that program? It was fun. On Wednesday night, we could tell you about high-tech toys. But this was different. But we did it. So I figured, okay, it'll go maybe one or two shows. So before I rolled out of the parking lot of the cottage that day, I called Joe Walsh, my best friend. He's the guy that introduced me to Twit Network. He said, you got to listen to him on Saturday afternoon. So I did, and the rest of the story. But the situation is that I didn't think it was going to go more than a couple of shows. I mean, there's a lot of these things out there and willy-nilly. But it was getting rave reviews, so we go, okay. So who was the second guy I called? The most popular guy in ham radio, Gordo. And from there, it just got crazy. George came to us because I was trying to do drawings, and it was terrible. I'm trying to solder things. You can't do that live. I think George will agree when he comes up in a minute. But he does a great job with all the videos. So now we're starting to get a real team together. And that's how we did that. But then Gordo said, we got to get somebody that knows about DX because it isn't you or I. And I go looking in the chat room each night. I try to watch the chat room a lot, but it's really hard when we're trying to keep the program going. But I saw this thing, Val, and I really didn't know. My grandfather's name was Val. I thought, is this a guy or a girl? I didn't know. But then I found out that it was a lady, and I contacted her. And I told her, because she was all the time talking about DX, and I'm going, aha, she knows. Well, when I talked to her, she said she was too shy. I can't do this.
Terrified is the word.
I'm right, right? I'm not making this up. And I said, oh, come on. Just come on the show once and let's see if anybody bites you. End of that story is, in a year or two, she ends up as a DJ on a commercial radio station. And she's just done wonderful things. And you people cannot appreciate how I went nuts when I got the email from the league that she was a ham of the year. This is just outstanding because that's the kind of person that should be the icon for all of us. I was a ham of the year in 1982, and I really appreciated that. But she does so many things, and we really want to honor you for that. It's really great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, let's let George tell you a little bit about what he and Tommy do and all that good stuff. We're just so proud to have you, and I know you take time out for your Amateur Logic. How many people watch Amateur Logic? It's a great show. It's more technical, and it really gets involved, but they have a little more fun sometimes, but that's another story. What's happening?
Well, Amateur Logic started 13 years ago. We're in our 13th year now, so we were one of the original video podcasts in any genre. As a matter of fact, most of the people who were doing it in the early days back then no longer do them anymore. They quit years ago. I'm not talking about just amateur radio. I'm talking about video podcast on the internet in general. I saw a few on there, and it was mostly some kids just having fun and doing different things. And I said, this looks like fun. So I called up my buddies, Tommy Martin, N5ZNO, sitting right out here, and Jim Burrell, N5SPE. Some of you may know my friend Jim with the torch. Anyway, I said, hey, guys, I've been watching some of these videos on the internet, and looks like you can do it cheap enough. looks like it might be fun. What do y'all think? You want to do a few videos? And they said, sure, I'm not doing anything else. So we did a few. The first one that we shot, you can see I was outdoors talking to Jim, and the trees are blowing real bad behind us in the back. That was Hurricane Katrina right before it made landfall a couple of days before. We were already getting the winds up in Mississippi. We shot that segment and didn't release it for about a month because, well, we were without power for a few days, even up in Jackson afterwards. So we released the first episode. Got some good comments from people on it, and we said, well, that's fun. Let's do this again. Although we were all three amateurs, the name Amateur Logic didn't really mean amateur radio or ham radio. It was just logic type of stuff that wasn't professional. And we were just having fun. Whatever project or whatever we were working on, we just put it on the show there to share it with other people, you know. When you've got something fun and you just found it out, you want all your buddies to jump in and do the same thing. So that's basically what we were doing, is just having fun and sharing it with other folks.
You're listening to an excerpt from the Ham Nation Forum that was held at the 2018 Dayton Hamvention last month. We'll continue with the comments of George Thomas, W5JDX, one of the handful of folks who help Ham Nation become what it is. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
We're in our 13th year now. We've got one host in Melbourne, Australia that's been with us for a number of years. And it's stuff like you see on Smoke and Solder, except there's three of us, four of us doing it, because we've got another buddy in the country of Louisiana right to our south there, the cheap old man, Emil. He brings a little Cajun seasoning to the show. And we may talk about ham radio. We may talk about Arduinos, Raspberry Pis, building various electronic components. Tommy talked about photography in some of the early episodes. Just whatever any of us are doing, we're just sharing it. And there is always some ham radio content in the program, but it's not necessarily that. So we're drawing a wider variety of people than just hams, and we've made a lot of hams over the years by introducing them into the hobby when they just came for the maker type of stuff. A couple of years ago, we started another program called Ham College, where we go over the question pools for the exams. We've gone all the way through technician now. We're not quite to the middle of general yet, but we cover a number of questions in every episode, which is at the end of every month. And we cover every right answer and every wrong answer, and we tell you how we decided which was the right and which was the wrong, and a little background on it. So it's more than just, here's the question, here's the answer. We're trying to give the background and the reasoning that is the answer. That's been a lot of fun. But I had a couple of tips I wanted to bring to the floor here today, Bob. You know, people, and I made cheat sheets. I'm one of those guys who keeps a paper log still. What I wanted to, I really try to do in everything that I do is try to encourage other people to get into building things, experimenting a little bit, learning a little about electronics and having fun while you're doing it. And a few questions that I wanted to put to the audience this afternoon. Maybe spur a few people on into getting into building. My first question, it's a simple answer to it, but what is the hardest part of building a kit or building a project? Has anybody got a good idea on what's the hardest part of that process? Parts of the chassis, I heard right here in front, getting started. That's what I was looking for. You know, it'll never get done if you don't start. That's the first thing. You just got to make up your mind, I want to do it, and then do it. Don't wait. Just jump in and do it. A few other tips there. So you get started on building a kit or a project of your own design. The first thing you want to do before you put power to that kit or project, what do you think the first thing would be that you would want to do, Val?
Me?
Yeah, you're sitting here.
I know. Don't. Before you put power to it?
Before you put power to it.
Yeah. Call the
Pray.
Fire department. I like that.
I bet Bob's got an idea. Yeah.
Pray.
Okay. Yeah. Pray and double check everything. Look over your work. Make sure that you got the polarity right on your diodes, that the orientation's right on your transistors and integrated circuits. That's not interchangeable. There's only one way that those components can go. Electrolytic capacitors, they're marked with either a plus or a minus on one of the legs. Make sure you got that in the right direction if you don't want the little explosion that
That's
comes
right.
with putting it in backwards. And when you're soldering, use just enough solder on your connections. There's plenty of videos. We've shown them on Ham Nation how to solder. Use just enough solder. Don't go overboard to where you're running a bunch of traces together and end up with shorts on your board. But don't skimp on it. Use just enough to get a good connection.
The biggest problem that I see when I see people solder, they get it just warm enough to make the solder flow, but they don't get the wire hot enough to accept it. So we end up with cold solder joints. How do I know that? It's all the pictures and videos that I talk to people about through the pine board. One of the most exciting things to me is I do Skype to clubs. Well, all of us do. But I've been doing them to clubs that are doing pine board projects. Fairbanks has an incredible club, and they're building. And on Saturday afternoon, they have a building project. And so I go in on Skype and see what they're doing, and it's amazing. And then there's a couple of clubs that they'll be soon to do this. They're going to have a pine board net. And that's kind of how this started for me. We have a pine board net Monday mornings called the Peanut Whistle Net down in the Ozarks. You can only run under 10 watts. That's what started me because one of the guys, he's got all kinds of stuff on pine board. Believe this, he's got a pair of 813s modulated by a pair of 811s on pine board. And for all you doom and gloomers that are telling me, oh, you're going to kill somebody, you just have to respect the high voltage. You know not to put your finger there. You don't do that. But he's got all kinds of stuff. But I'm really happy with the clubs that are doing that.
And that concludes this excerpt from the Ham Nation Forum held at the 2018 Dayton Hamvention last month in Xenia, Ohio. Among others, we heard from Bob Heil, K9 EID, and George Thomas, W5 JDX. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2018 Rain, all rights reserved. This hamcast updates Saturday mornings on therainreport.com. It is heard Saturday evenings after the amateur radio newsline around 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time on WTWW from Lebanon, Tennessee on 5.085 MHz. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming.